Es kann sein, dass ich nicht mehr so habe, ich kann es nicht schweigen, aber wenn ich Yehuda, mit Sechens Bruch ist, darf ich mit Gimel. Mishnah said, even if you have a snake crawling up on your heel, you may not stop Shemana Esrei. Sheshi said, that only is because a snake doesn't always bite, but if you had a scorpion climbing up your foot, you would be able to stop Shemana Esrei because a scorpion always does bite. Yisuk said if someone saw bulls coming his way while he's davening, he would be able to interrupt the Shemana Esrei and go away because they are very dangerous. Shmuel limits this to black oxen in the days of Nisan. Bryce brings a Maisa where there was a poisonous oroid creature that was damaging people, putting people in danger. Chanina ben Daisa went and put his foot on top of its hole, its burrow, and the animal came out and bit him, but the animal died rather than Chanina ben Daisa. Chanina ben Daisa showed it to people and said, it's not the animals that kill, it is the sin that kills. Talmidim said, woe is to a person who comes upon an aroid, but woe is to an aroid that comes upon Chanina ben Daisa. The Mishnah says, you say, Mashu Rech Merda Geshem in the Bracha of Tchias HaMeisim. You say, you ask for rain by saying, V'sayim Talamotar in the Bracha of Baruch Aleinu. You say, Havdalah in the Bracha of Choinen Adas. Rabbi Kiva says that Havdalah is made a special Bracha by itself before you begin at the Choinen. Rabbi Yezah says, you say Havdalah in Moedim. Murray asks, why is it that we mention the rain, Mashu Rech Merda Geshem, the Bracha of Tchias HaMeisim? Rabbi Yezah explains, because it's equal to Tchias HaMeisim. We ask for rain in the Bracha of Baruch Aleinu, because that's the Bracha of Parnosa. And that's where rain properly belongs. Why do we say Havdalah in Choinen Adas? Rav Yosef says because you need Chachma to differentiate between Kodesh and Choyel, so if we put it in the Bracha of Das. The Rabbanan said because now we're showing that it's no longer Shabbos, it is now Choyel, so we put it in the first Bracha of the weekday Shemin Esrei. Rabbi Ami says that Deya, understanding, is so great that that's why it was made the first Bracha of Shemin Esrei. He says we see it so great because the Pasuk puts it between two names of Hashem. The Pasuk says, Ki Kael Deya is Hashem. Rabbi Lozor says, based on Migdash is so great because it's put between two names of Hashem. Pasuk says, Po'alta Hashem, Migdash Hashem. Rabbi Lozor says that these two concepts are similar based on Migdash and Das. They're both put between two words of Hashem. And therefore, anyone who has Deya, it's like he has wisdom, he has understanding, it's like he built the base of Migdash. Although we find that Nekama was also put between two words of Hashem in the Pasuk, Kael Nekama is Hashem. And Nekama seems to be a bad thing, but there is a proper time for Nekama, therefore it can be a good thing as well. Rabbi Kiva said in the Mishnah that the Havdalah gets its own bracha. Shem Rabba asked Rabbi Yochanan, why is it that we can't just go back and see where the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah were misaken to put Havdalah? How could there be a machlokes about where to put it? Rabbi Yochanan said originally it was put into Shemana Esrei. But then when people had more money, they took it out of Shemana Esrei and they said, make Havdalah on a Kais of Yayin. When people became poor again, they put it back into Shemana Esrei. And now they left it there and they said, whoever could make it on a Kais should also make it on a Kais. But it's this taking in and taking out that caused the confusion that people no longer remembered exactly where it belonged. But in fact, someone who made Havdalah in Shemana Esrei would then again have to come home and make it on the Kais if he has the ability to do so. What about the other way around? What if someone made Havdalah on the Kais and then he davened afterwards? Would he have to say Havdalah in Shemana Esrei? Nachum Yitzchak said, absolutely, since the Ikar Takana is in Shemana Esrei, even if you already made it on the Kais, you still would have to say it again in Shemana Esrei. Now, Halacha Rava Paskins, that Havdalah is just like Kiddush, even though you make Kiddush in Shemana Esrei, you have to come home and make Kiddush again on a cup of wine. So to Havdalah, even if you say Havdalah in Shemana Esrei, you have to come home and make Havdalah again on a cup of wine. The Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda said that you say Havdalah in Haidah and Moedim. Chia Barov and Esther of Zeir, is it true that you said, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that when Motzah Shabbos is Yom Tov, so there is no Atachainen to say Havdalah, that you would agree in that case with Rabbi Yehuda, that you would say Havdalah in Moedim? He said, we don't pass in that way for the Rabbim, but Matin, meaning that if someone individually asks, you tell him that that's what he should do. In fact, we learned that Rav said in that case, the Halacha does follow Rabbi Yehuda, you would even pass in that way in Rabbim. Some say that you would only tell people individually. Rabbi Yochanan says that the Chum actually agree with Rabbi Yehuda totally that it said in Moedim in that case. Rabbi Chia Bar Abba says that it just appears to be correct, but we wouldn't even tell anyone to do that. Yosef says when Motzah Shabbos is Yom Tov, he should do like Rav and Shmuel, who came up with a different lashon altogether, the lashon of Atoydienu, Hashem Alekenu, etc., like we say when Motzah Shabbos is Yom Tov. Mishnah says if someone is davening and he says that Hashem is so full of Rachmanis that he has Rachmanis on the bird to send away the mother, to command us to send away the mother by Shluach HaKam before taking the children, the babies, birds, or he says Hashem's name should be remembered for the good that he does, or if he says twice Moedim Moedim, we have to quiet him. Gemara asks, it makes sense to quiet him when he says Moedim Moedim, it looks like he's thanking two different gods. It also makes sense to quiet him when he says that the Hashem's name should be remembered for the good, because we know that we have to thank Hashem for the bad, just like we have to thank him for the good. But why must we quiet him when we say that the Shluach HaKan shows his Rachmanis? Rabbi Yosef Bar Zvida argue, one says because it causes jealousy among the creations, it looks like Hashem only has Rachmanis for birds. The other says because this is a choik, and you're giving a reason for something that really doesn't have a reason. Rabbi once praised someone who was dying for the Yabbat, and when this person said that the Kana Tzipor, the is all about Rachmanis. And our Mishnah said that it's not a good thing Abaye asked. In truth, the rabbi didn't only meant to praise him just to see if Abaye was sharp enough to catch that there was a problem with our Mishnah. The Shliach Tzibur Rav Chanina once went on beyond saying Hakel HaGadol HaGibor Rav Hanoyer started giving other praises. Rav Chanina said that's improper because we can't sufficely praise Hashem. So if we follow the Lashon that was given to us by our Chazal, then that's good. But to go ahead and add from our own, that is improper. Rav Chanina said Hakel B'dei Shemayim Chutz Meyira Shemayim, like the Pasuk says, V'atei Yisrael Mo Hashem L'Kenech HaShoyim Meyimach Ki'im L'Yira. Is it such a small thing? Moshe Rabbeinu makes it sound like Yira Shemayim is such a small thing. Or it says yes, for Moshe that was considered a small thing. It says someone who repeats Maid has to be quieted, Reb Zera said. So also someone who would say Shema Shema also would have to be quieted. Where it says that's only if he says a pasuk and repeats the whole pasuk. But if he says word and repeats each word, then it's disgraceful, but he wouldn't have to be quieted. Papa asked, maybe he's repeating because he didn't have kavana. But I said, if he didn't have kavana, he had no business beginning Shema altogether.